Hello, friends. I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but I, as of today, am a published author. I never thought that I would get to this point, but there was a message that God laid on my heart to share, and He opened the doors at the right time for me to be able to share these thoughts. You know, the main focus in this whole book is to try to liberate you, to try to keep you from being trapped by measurements of success that are never recorded in the Bible. I want to be able to serve. It's the example that Jesus set for us. Here's how my friend Greg shared it.
Welcome back to the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. As always, we've got some great content that we want to share with you and be able to invest in you.
Before we get started, though, I'd like to invest in you.
Thank you.
Is that good?
You already have.
Well, that's true, but it's like the repetitive.
More times than I can count.
Try with a calculator. All right, so folks, my friend Craig has written a really cool book on good shepherding and servant leadership. It's coming out in 5 days.
Yes.
The audio is ready. The printed books, you can pre-order. You'll have to tell them how to do that. But for the message of shepherd and servant leadership, I found this cool figurine of Christ washing the feet of disciples. And that is probably the most appropriate statue that personifies servant leadership.
Yes.
So I give that to you so you may be constantly reminded of, okay, if I'm not serving today, what kind of leader am I? And then for others who are around, they'll be like, that's that statue that tells us to be a servant. So,
yes. I thank you. This is the quintessential example. This is what the whole purpose behind my book was that leadership is not about standing up as much as it is kneeling down to try to serve other people.
And so, for the listeners today, it's interesting, that particular gesture was one of the lowest functions in that society, to wash dusty feet.
Yes.
And Christ did that.
Yep.
And I think that's our challenge as leaders. And Craig's book really goes through it really well with challenging us to maybe get out of the way and serve versus, hey, get behind me so I can lead.
Right.
But buddy, I'm just really proud of you.
Thanks, appreciate
it. It's a great project. The book has already gotten umpteen, you know, attaboys and applauses. So anyway, that's the reason for this figurine here, is to remind us to be servant leaders and wash people's feet. Yep. So
I'm going to keep this image close. It's going to stay on my desk. It's going to stay close by where I see it all the time. This is how I want to live. And I have a hunch that this is how you want to live too. Being a servant to others, serving like Jesus served. I hope that you could pick up a copy of my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter. I believe this book will set you free to new levels of service. God bless you.